This week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah. That's what, like
you're doing
make.
It anyways. Might as well make a couple bucks. Monochrome Monday, Titty Tuesday, Hump Day.
Thirsty Thursday. Freaky Friday. Friend Friday. All the things. Yeah. It's an excuse to take pictures and it makes you feel good and it hypes you up.
Show off a little bit.
It is very, very important to us that we do not schedule sex. We will never.
No.
Schedule sex.
If we so happen to make content, it is an
all in the moment.
In the moment.
All authentic.
Authentic, organic.
If you like to show your butthole and if you want to have 3 p.m. orgies, that's great. That's fine. I get it. I 100% get it. It discredits our marriage. It discredits our all of our stuff, our advocacy, all of our education, all of our podcasting. Everything is...
Yeah, that's
means nothing.
My, that's one.
Means nothing because you have an OnlyFans. Overall, it's a space for people to express themselves.
Yeah.
And to be open and to explore sexuality. And I just will never and cannot and do not understand why the hate and why everyone has to be ashamed of having one.
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles.
Happy Wednesday. Again.
Again. Every Wednesday.
Again. Every week we say the same thing. Here we are again. It's Wednesday. That's the one thing we need to work on is how to start this. Because that's the hardest part. Getting going. Once you get going.
I think it's consistency.
It's just every week.
Everybody knows what to expect. It's like, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We're here again. Thank you for coming back. Not sure why you do it, but we appreciate that you do. But yeah, this week we are going to talk all about OnlyFans, the nitty gritty. Our opinions mostly, as always.
That's all we got. That's all we got.
And how we feel about OnlyFans. It's a hot topic nowadays, so... Want to kind of talk a little bit more freely on here since I can say what I want to say. So, yeah. And then last week we talked about jealousy.
Yes.
Hopefully
it helps somebody.
Hopefully open somebody's eyes. Like, hey, we need to take a step back.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's needed and sometimes you need to just take a moment and just, I hope it at least gets people talking to each other. Yeah, we just hope that our podcast just starts conversations. We just want people to get to talk.
Yes.
I just want people to talk because communication is key and that's all that's important here. But yeah, we're going to dive more into OnlyFans. I know it's a really hot topic. A lot of people love it or hate it. You have an opinion about it. Everybody's got an opinion about it. And my journey with OnlyFans started at the very, very, very beginning of our lifestyle journey. I had never once thought twice about OnlyFans. I didn't really know anything about it. And it honestly wasn't really... It was like Pornhub, you know, it was there. I knew it was there. It was available.
OnlyFans really blew up in COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. And we got started like right around COVID. So like after COVID. So it's like we walked into the club and there was people that had been in the lifestyle for many, many, many years. And they were on social media as well. And they kind of got us started on that path. And they were like, you have an OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, we're like,
I was like,
no.
I never once thought about doing OnlyFans ever. And I was met with every single woman that I would talk to was like, you need to start an OnlyFans immediately. Get an OnlyFans.
Yeah, you're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
You're doing it anyways. Might as well make a couple bucks.
You're going to make so much money and you need to just open this thing and do it. And I immediately was, no. Like, I did not want anything to do with it. I was not even a picture taker yet. Like, I never even put pictures of myself or anything. And I wasn't feeling greatest about my body at that point in time. And I was feeling kind of insecure. And I don't know. I hated it. I hated the idea of it. I was like, I support you. I love that you have that. That's great. But it's not for me. And so I went for a really long time just not having one.
Yeah.
And I was fine with that. And then as we joined the lifestyle, we realized that everyone is sending nudes to each other, or at least kind of nude-ish pictures all the time, 24/7. Like, that's just what we do in the lifestyle. Yeah. Everyone just shows.
We're always sharing fun pictures.
Always sending them around, sending them back and forth and stuff. And that's, we all love, obviously love sex, and we love doing that. So
I mean, let's be honest, Monochrome Monday, Titty Tuesday, Hump Day.
Thirsty Thursday, Freaky Friday, Friend Friday, all the things.
Yeah,
there's an excuse.
We actually do that here.
Yeah, as an excuse to take pictures and it makes you feel good and it hypes you up.
Show off a little bit, and then everybody hypes you up. And
and I like showing off him and posting him and stuff. Like, it's, I don't know. We all get off on that stuff. And then the more that I started hanging out and swingers at that time, everyone had an OnlyFans, and I kept hearing it over and over and over.
Yeah, everyone
needed to have one. And we got, you know, tied up with the Swinger Society, and we joined the Swinger Society, and that was, everyone was a content creator.
Yeah.
Everyone had one. You had one. That's just part of doing it. That's just what we all did. And so I'm like, screw it. We'll sign up, post a couple, because we were posting some thirsty things. I was definitely not very comfortable doing it yet, but I black and white pictures I would post on there once in a while and stuff. But then for the most part, it was in case we ever did content.
Yeah, like in group settings, and they put a camera up. Yeah. They needed us to have one to be in it because we had to be a verified creator.
And that was even just like videos where we would just flash the camera or have our butts out or whatever. We always were a part of a lot of picture taking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all this content. So we got sucked up into content that way. And the more time went on, the more I saw like everyone have one and what everyone's had in there, I realized it was an opportunity to make a little bit of money for these trips, get my nails done, or it would pay to get a new lingerie set on Amazon or Shein or whatever. And that's pretty much where it sat forever. Mm-hmm. I've gotten it, I mean, I've had it 4 years now, my main one. I have two now, but my first one, about 4 years now. And I wasn't consistent. I'd post here and there. It wasn't a thing until it like took off a little bit.
It did.
And then it was starting to pay for our trips, because I know people don't understand this, but we don't get discounts. We don't get trips. We don't get hotels for free.
It costs us just as much as it costs everybody else.
We're paying full price for these things that we were going to. And you know, it adds up. This lifestyle, that's one thing people don't talk about enough. It is an expensive world, and it can cost you a lot of money.
Although, I prefer it to be that way, just for the fact that we can give you our honest opinion and not feel obligated to fluff it up at all, because we paid just like everybody.
Yeah. When we tell you we love Naughty or all these things, it's because we do genuinely love these events, and we've paid full price every single time we've ever been, and we 100% are just going to it just like you guys. So it was a way to travel around and travel the country. We were driving a ton in the first year, and it was paying, like I said, for my nails or, it paid to get, we were getting pedicures and stuff randomly and like stuff that we wanted to treat ourselves. And I really do think OnlyFans helped me a lot on my self-confidence journey and taking pictures and seeing myself from different angles and learning my body and everything like that. My OnlyFans is, and always has been, super, super modest. My content is that tease aspect.
Yeah.
My followers enjoy that it's the could've, maybe, should've, maybe, might. And that's not for everybody. I've had people say it here and there, that's all you are is a tease, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yes, that's exactly what I am.
That's exactly
the whole point. And I am, I'm very modest. It's really honestly turned into a journal of pictures of me. If you go on my OnlyFans, it is really just when I'm feeling myself and I have a new set of lingerie, or I'm feeling myself in the lighting or something, it is me just like selfies.
Yeah.
Or video, little clips or videos. And I do have you know, like five pieces of content that I have with other people in them, and then a handful of me and him.
Yeah.
Other than that,
we're horrible content creators.
Other than that, and every single piece of content that we have on our page, I'm very proud of, is it's all authentic. I have never once collabed or scheduled sex with anyone. We've never once done it because we had to.
Yeah. We're not the schedule.
We will never schedule sex.
And yeah.
People don't like that about us. We have definitely lost a lot of opportunity, and we've definitely lost out on a ton of money. But it is very, very important to us that we do not schedule sex. We will never schedule sex.
If we so happen to make content, it is
in the moment.
In the moment.
All authentic.
Authentic, organic. It's literally, you guys want to film, or if not, we're good. And then if everybody's like, yeah, let's do a camera up, then it's usually kind of we'll put a ring light
fly
up and
it's like a fly do our thing. Point of view. I mean, that's fine if that's what you do, and that's great. And, you know, as long as it makes you happy and stuff. But us, personally, you'll never see us collabing with people unless
it's
authentic and in the moment, and it's a last second thing, because we're not going to plan it ahead of time for sure. But, you know, we take pictures.
A couple people come up to us and want us to schedule content secrets last time.
Yeah.
Like by big creators.
Yeah.
And we're like, we'll think about it.
On vacation. That's another thing, is we don't mix swinging with OnlyFans and content. And we have had to learn how to do that, because that's very hard with certain people that you hang around with and stuff. It's around all the time. Everyone's always disappearing, doing content. The opportunity is always there. But again, if we are on a trip and we're on vacation, or we're swinging and we've paid to go to an event or a party, we're not going to waste any time doing work or doing something to make money.
We're there to enjoy it ourselves.
Yeah. And so if we do make a dollar here or there, it's usually off of selfies of me. And that's great if you like to show your butthole. And if you want to have 3 p.m. orgies, that's great. That's fine. I get it. I 100% get it. But this narrative that you can't be a swinger and have OnlyFans, and it blows my mind. And I've heard that so many times over the last
five
years.
Not a real swinger.
It discredits all of my work that I've ever done advocating. It discredits my entire social media pages, all of them, all of the work I put into them from the moment I wake up to the moment I pass out, finally. All gone if I have an OnlyFans page.
Yeah. There's just some type of perception of us, because we're on social media and we have this podcast, that we're trying to make money from the lifestyle.
That's where it comes from, is because we're exploiting the lifestyle. And we're in it for financial gain.
Like, wait a minute.
I'm like,
if we're in it for financial gain, then we're doing this all backwards.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the hole big time.
We should not be in it anymore. Every day of our lives, we are told at least once a day that we are using the lifestyle for money, using the lifestyle to make money. I am making money off of my face. Let's get that straight first, because 99% of those people are not on there wanting to pay me because I'm in the lifestyle or because I'm on social media. It's mostly because of the way I look.
Yep.
And also the kinks and things that I am into and who I am as a person. And people, I charge pretty high price.
Yeah.
But I also, again, no one else is ever going to be able to bring you this content. No one else is ever going to be able to take this picture.
You also know your value.
That's what I'm saying. And I know that's something that they're only going to get from me. And so and it's a lot of fucking work. That's one huge misconception as well that I learned really early on is, you just throw pictures on there every once in a while and you're going to make all this money.
No.
Put a picture of your foot on there and you're going to make millions of dollars.
Yeah, that's the big one. Sell pictures of your feet.
Yeah. Do you know you have to market these pages? Do you know how much work we put into getting these pages? Because we're not allowed to share them pretty much anywhere. How much work and how many different platforms and how many different avenues and everything you have to work to get people there. Because you can find it anywhere for free. But it's that like extra step, getting them to come over, put their credit cards in, and pay for it. That's not as easy as they try to make you believe it is. And it's mine anyway. I have two, and I do have a Fansly, and I post every single day. Yeah. I have never missed one day in 4 years.
Say you're
ever.
You're the most consistent like poster on OnlyFans that yeah. or any of them that I see. Usually it's like most people are two, maybe three times a week. You're like every
day. And that involves days of scheduling and editing and making content. And it's a full-time job as well. Like that and the podcast are the least amount of money making for the work that you do. And it is you deserve that couple dollars that you get.
Yeah.
You deserve that because you have definitely put your time and effort into that. And I know, like, everyone's hating on OnlyFans and, you know, you're not a real swinger. You can't be a real swinger if you have one and all of this bull crap. But if you, honestly, it makes you feel good and makes you feel confident and makes you, because it, for me, it helps my self-esteem and my confidence. And I enjoy doing it. And I do enjoy the community because I have really a good group of really respectful, nice people. I have met a really big chunk of my friends on there and stuff.
And
the communities that I've built.
Like, people are paying you
for access,
But you're not, you don't get the negativity like you do in social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, because most the trolls aren't going to pay just to troll.
To talk crap, yeah. And that's another reason why I charge what I charge, because it is like it does weed out all of that nonsense. When you charge someone $1, $5, they're like, eh.
Yeah, it's only $5.
I'm going to sit there and just...
For a month.
Talk crap about their shape. Yeah. And you do. Like, I have run into people. There's been a few times in the last 4 years that I have run into people that are just nasty, and they will pay whatever price just to talk crap. But again, you're making...
But you still win because they paid you.
Looking for a fresh way to connect in the lifestyle? Welcome to the Playground, a modern space where open-minded adults meet, explore, and create unforgettable connections.
Built for the lifestyle community, the Playground is where curiosity meets connection. Ready to join the fun? Click the link below and start your adventure with the Playground today.
I talk to so many girls every week that are always on the fence about getting one and they don't know. And I think most of the reason why they don't want to do it is because of the bad stigma behind it and how it has to be this certain way. And you have to do certain things, spread eagle. You have to just always be showing everything and doing all of that. And OnlyFans isn't just for porn and for naked people. They also have recipes and cooking and cleaning and organizing. It can be whatever you want it to be. And you can find a niche and a community and build a group of people that enjoy just talking to you and having someone to talk to. And I enjoy it. And I don't feel like it makes me any less of a swinger because you enjoy being an exhibitionist and showing off. I feel like it goes hand in hand with the lifestyle. If you don't have one, that's a little bit different. And we don't talk about that ever. I'm like, it makes sense if you have one. Because even all the ones that aren't on OnlyFans, the first thing we do is take booty pictures. We take booby pictures.
Yeah.
We're always looking for any reason to just be silly and show off and wear the lingerie, and we enjoy every single group that I've ever been around.
Earlier today we were sharing a whole bunch of cum shot pictures with all of our friends
on text messages. Like, you're doing it anyway. And there's a lot more people out there that would like to join in that you don't even know, and why not allow that to happen if you're comfortable and it makes you feel good? And a lot of, like, our videos, I like taking videos of us because not to make a dollar, but because it's hot.
Yeah.
And that's why it always confused me why people hate OnlyFans so much if you're in the lifestyle, because, and it's just been over the last couple of years that people started really hating OnlyFans. In the beginning, everyone had one. It was so nonchalant, so easy. Like, everyone, I think part of it,
the people that
were sexual.
Yeah. So I think it started a competition within the lifestyle.
It became.
And then as money. Some people became resentful because there's other people that are more successful at it than they were, resentment builds, and they got rid of it because it is a lot of work if you want to make any type of money on it.
Yeah, it's a ton of work.
And so people realize the amount of work it actually is, and
what you get out of it is nowhere near what you put into it if you're working
And I think... The automatic just go negative towards it and then...
Yeah. Anytime you have money behind something, for some reason, it spews up this competition. It becomes a competition. It becomes a popularity contest. It becomes who's got the smallest percentage and what's your percentage?
Yeah.
What's my percentage? And that's how we base you as a human.
Are you in the top four, top three, top .01?
Zero. Yeah. I was like 0.3, 0.4.
Yeah.
And if you're not there, you're not. And we've had relationships with people that as soon as we don't make them a dollar and we don't want to schedule sex at 3 p.m., we've seen it firsthand.
Yeah.
How quick they are to dismiss you and throw you away like trash because you're not making money. And unfortunately,
that's true.
For some people, that's how it just is. And I think that kind of didn't help the stigma behind it and didn't help all of that because it just became negative and hateful instead of, hey, we're all exhibitionists here. We all love showing off. We all are showing off our sexual freedom or just being proud of being sexual people and especially women. And it's also that double standard of women as well. It's just you can't be sexy for anyone other than your husband. I hear it 150 times a day. I'm not a real wife. I'm not a real marriage. We're not in a real marriage. We don't.
What's the point?
If I'm showing off for anyone else, there's something wrong, you know, all the things. And it's just as a woman hard to have a page like that, to be a sex worker and to be
in any
of this is difficult because of just being a woman and having shame behind being sexual. And
how dare you
putting sexy pictures out there. It just never really it never makes sense to me, but we are always fighting on that as well, because you know who has an opinion about it. It's not me, it's not my husband, it's other random men that are not a part of any of it.
are most of the time jealous.
Yeah, they have an opinion, always, 100%. But yeah, it discredits our marriage, or discredits our all of our stuff, our advocacy, all of our education, all of our podcasting, everything is.
Yeah, that's
means nothing.
That's the one
that means nothing because you have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's the one that gets me is we're not real swingers because we have OnlyFans.
Yeah, all the time. Like,
it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We've never met you.
First of all, second of all, I feel like it makes perfect sense that you have one if you're in the lifestyle. Like, again, we all love showing off. We love taking pictures. We love being sexy. We love getting compliments about being sexy. We love watching each other have sex with each other. Of course. You know who I have all up in my OnlyFans, liking all my shit and commenting? My friends.
Yeah.
Most of my OnlyFans page is just showing off with my friends. And we show off and then they show them all and we make a comment and then we flirt here and there. And other thing that we hear a lot all the time is that people are scared to have swinging experiences with us because we are creators. And they're they're content creators.
Yeah, they think so that we're going to record everything.
There's a belief that we have to have a camera, which we haven't filmed content in years, first of all, with other people, other than like sexy pictures and clips here and there, again, like in the moment or whatever, like little snaps and stuff. But no, like if we had to film every time we had played with anyone.
I think part of it too is because we do always have a ring light with us in our room. And I think a lot of people get scared of that ring light.
But everyone has a ring light.
I know.
Literally everyone, because we're taking pictures and we like good lighting.
Yeah.
They're cheap on Amazon nowadays. But it's this thought that we are content creators. And so that automatically is like a huge turn off for people because we make content. And I'm like, again, stop putting us into this bubble that we are all content creators all the time. I take pictures of myself.
Yeah. Well,
you know, and it doesn't have anything to do with my swinging lifestyle whatsoever, like at all.
And we never take a picture of anyone without full consent.
Yeah, the only time it would happen is in that scenario where they're like, you want to make content together right now? Like, sure, let's film this. This is hot. And like, that's pretty much usually how we decide to, like, if we get anything, it's that. It's like, film this shit. This shit's hot. And somebody starts filming it. And then everyone agrees, might as well. It's hot. And we want to share it with our people. And so we just share it. But it's that serious. Like, that's, it's not. I don't know. I just hate being constantly put into this bubble of all the other people on OnlyFans and the other content creators. Because again, just like the lifestyle, it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that's
you can share as much as you want to. You can not share as much as you don't want to. You can share all of every time you swing all of the time. There's nothing wrong with that. But stop talking crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop putting us in a bubble.
Stop but we're like in two separate bubbles, though. If you think like we're in that bubble with some just regular lifestyle people. Mm-hmm. And then we're in a separate bubble where we are known not to make content with people.
Yeah.
Because we don't film the first time we play with anyone.
I don't care.
And we don't schedule anything.
Yeah.
Like, so we're in this separate bubble with other creators saying, oh, they don't make content.
They're not saying any of this is
like,
right.
We're in this weird, this like, our limbo.
Our journey with OnlyFans has been up and down and all around. And I'm not saying I know the answers. It is a constant struggle.
Yeah.
Balancing and stuff. But we are very private people. I know it's crazy because we're content creators and you're seeing a lot of our things here and there. But we are honestly very private people. And we, in our swinging land and the things that we do in swinging, we are very much like take the pictures and put the phone away for the rest of the night people.
Yeah.
And so, again, we're the worst content creators. We are also the worst content creators you will ever meet. Oh, 100%. Like, spicy content creators as well, because we just never bring the phone back out. So most of the time, if we do get anything, someone else filming us.
Yeah, usually if they catch us with a phone out or a camera out, it's at the very beginning.
Yep.
So we can take pictures real quick and then we put it away and then we go have fun.
Yeah. And we are just really bad at it. We're not good at it. We don't do very well at it. We miss out on a lot of money and a lot of opportunities. So the fact that everyone always discredits us and say that we're only in it for the money and we only do it because of the money is insane.
Yeah.
And crazy. And I just wanted to get on here and let you know that's how I feel about that. Because I can. And I can finally speak my piece about it. And I'm so tired of just getting discredited and pushed off because, oh, but you have an OnlyFans. So you can't have an opinion on anything and everything that you do and all of your content is nothing because it ultimately funnels you to OnlyFans. When, man, that would be nice if that was the case.
Yeah, you have to go out of your way to go into that site.
Yeah, and everything is restricted as soon as you put the link on it. It's completely shut down. I can't do anything from so most social media pages won't allow it to be anywhere at all. But yeah, it's been a ride. It's been a crazy
ride. It really has.
It's been a crazy ride trying to navigate how to share our life and our private space and stuff, but also not share too much and for being content creators and for being out there and doing all of this and having a podcast and all that. We really honestly are pretty private people. We keep a lot of our personal life, and we get a comment all the time about, do you guys only play with the same people? Because I do see on OnlyFans, if you do go on OnlyFans, the collabs I do have are with the same people.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but you know, you see the same faces and stuff in a lot of the orgies and a lot of the groups and stuff. And most of that is because, for one, I'm comfortable with those people. If they're with me on film, I'm usually pretty comfortable with those people.
Yeah.
And I trust them. But yeah, most of the stuff that you don't see, it's because they're discreet or we don't film it. And so just because you're not seeing it on film or seeing it on OnlyFans or seeing it on, you know, Instagram or Twitter or whatever, doesn't mean that we're not with other people. That's like crazy.
Yeah. Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Another side of it, too, is me having an OnlyFans. And when people do, the first thing that comes to their brain is, oh, there's just other guys on there. I'm like, maybe there are a few, and you have to be comfortable with.
No. You can't pick and choose your subscribers.
No. Like, why would it bother me? Like, people like paint it as a negative, yeah. And that's what it annoys me.
Most people are there just to admire you, and they like something about you. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
Bad thing. Yeah. But he posts once every 6 months.
Or yeah, so. I don't post very often.
Most had of the guys have them just because they're tagged, because their arms are in it or their foot is in it.
Yeah, we have, like, I have to have one for anything that I'm in to be tagged.
Even if they're not in content, don't do content. Like, if you see a finger of someone else, they know it's not your finger. They pull that stuff so fast.
Yeah.
Want to tag. Like, they're really good about it.
And
they're on it.
No, I post on it every once in a while. Just
keeping it active.
Keeping it active. But I've made a couple dollars on it.
Paid for a petty. Here, there.
But, yeah, I mean, it is a lot of work. I don't give you as much credit as you deserve because it is a lot of work. And I have it easy because most of the pictures that I have of me, you already...
You take and edited. Yeah.
But, yeah. And you get a little aggravated with me. Like, what do I caption with? You're like, I don't know.
That's the hardest part about the whole like, thing. Isn't about the pictures. Isn't about nothing. It is the captioning and the hashtagging on Fansly. That's the hardest part. And categorizing what you think it should be. Like, the tags. I'm like, Yeah, that's the hardest part for me anyway. But, I mean... Overall, it's a space for people to express themselves.
Yeah.
And to be open and to explore sexuality. And I just will never and cannot and do not understand why the hate and why everyone has to be ashamed of having one and why it's a negative.
Yeah.
In the lifestyle. Just in general.
In general.
Period. Like, not just the lifestyle. But I have definitely seen an uptick in hate as soon as they see that on your Linktree or, you know, your links at all. Yeah, you're like, well,
you're just an OnlyFans girl.
You're here
girl.
For money. You're an OF girl. You're a professional 304 is what I get called on the daily. And I, first of all, professional. Thank you. That's a compliment. Second of all, I don't understand why it doesn't go hand in hand. I don't understand why more people don't understand that. I think that really makes perfect sense that you have an OnlyFans and you're in the lifestyle.
But
you're expressing yourself.
It goes back to just people thinking we're trying to exploit.
Yeah,
the lifestyle to make a couple bucks.
Unfortunately,
and I'm not going to say there are people that are like that.
I see where it comes from. I see what
I get what they're saying, but I think anybody that knows has been around and seen our content enough knows that that's not the case with us.
No, I think they understand that we're
like our real, like
authentic
people that have been around for a while. Like they know
what you see is what you get with us.
Yeah.
It's a good thing and a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing because we tend to have no filter. And that's why maybe the podcast was probably not the best idea ever for us, especially people on social media, because we are just who we are and we don't have a filter.
There is no mask.
There is no agenda. It's just what we feel and what we think. And that's why we say this is not professional advice, because we are the farthest things from professional you could possibly find. We just genuinely love what we do and we love the people we've met and we are very excited to share the world that we live in. We love it and we're very lucky. We know how lucky we are. And so this is all just talking, hanging around,
talking around.
Yeah, that's why I'm still surprised that anyone would like... want to listen to our podcast every week. It still blows my mind. Still confusing to me.
It does blow my mind. You're a pretty interesting person.
I feel like not. So it's just confusing to me. I'm very, very honored that people want to hear us talk. Because I don't feel like I know what I'm doing most of the time. I feel like we're just winging it. I don't feel like, I don't know, people think that we're like professional swingers.
I think
that is so not true.
So I think... that just being an adult.
Well, I know that.
So why would this be any different?
I know that.
Like, everybody's just here trying to figure it out.
Well, that's why I don't understand why they don't understand that.
If our experiences...
We're all just here winging it.
If our experiences, because let's be honest, like we did take a crash course in swinging and OnlyFans. And like we went through the whole journey really fast.
Really fast.
Like, and we learned a lot of lessons.
Now we're slowing down.
We learned a lot of lessons. And why wouldn't our experiences, if we can help anybody from our experiences, learn from our experiences.
I still don't feel like I'm doing it very well yet. And I feel like I can't give more advice to people until I'm doing it well. And I feel like I'm not doing it very well yet, so... I think that's why it took so long to do the podcast, because it's like I didn't know enough yet.
Yeah,
I never feel like I knew enough. I don't feel like I have all the answers like I'm supposed to. And
I think again, that's everyone.
Everyone's got,
and we just have different experiences than a lot of people. So
it's those comments like, I've been in lifestyle for 4 to 5 years. You don't know anything. You are lying to everyone. Those comments every day, all the time, every day.
Yeah.
All the time. And that sometimes gets to your head where you're like, maybe I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Why? What makes me qualified to be up here? I don't think.
But not once have we said that we're experts.
I know, but
and
I still blows my mind that people want to take my
somebody can be in a lifestyle for 40 years and only have a handful of experiences.
You could be in the lifestyle still just getting in together in your neighbor's basement for 20 years and never talking or interacting or going to anything or doing anything. That doesn't mean
everybody's journey is a little bit different.
I know. It just still blows my mind that people want to get on here.
We've just been fortunate enough
and listen to us
meet some really good people.
Have
a lot of people been to a lot of places that a lot of other people haven't been able to go to.
And I'm glad the group that we first found in Lifestyle were more than happy to take our hand and lead us and introduce us and show us the ropes and stuff, because they could have gatekeeped and not spoke to us and kept us isolated, and it could have been a whole different experience. And I'm fully aware that like our experience with all of this stuff and the lifestyle is not the same as a lot of people.
Hey, everyone. If you ever wondered where we get our outfits, accessories, and even some of the cool decor that you see in our content, look no further. We've got it all linked in our Amazon storefront. From stylish fits, fun accessories, to the decor that sets the vibe, we've handpicked our favorites just for you. Head over to our Amazon storefront to check it out, and you might just find something that fits your style. Shopping our picks helps support the show, so thank you for all the love.
Hopefully in all of this, maybe. Just maybe. If I could help one person out. Or at least make one person feel a little bit more confident.
Yeah.
Ready and prepared. And just one person. That's all I'm looking for here. That's all I need.
One person at a time.
Just want to help one person. And that's all. But yeah.
Just because you have OnlyFans doesn't make
you... doesn't make you less of a swinger. And it's a sensitive subject for me. As you can tell. I have always just wanted to say how I feel, and this was the opportunity that I finally could. It's not going to be the longest episode that we've ever had, but I kind of wanted to get your opinion and get the conversation started. I think it's bullshit that we get discredited for all of the work we do in the lifestyle and all of the...
Just because they see your face.
Experiences we do and experiences we have and all the stuff we go to, and it still doesn't mean anything because I make a couple of dollars showing pictures of my nipple every once in a while. I am definitely coming around. You should have seen mine back in the day. I'd be fully dressed, full clothes, just me smiling. And then when everyone says, you're only in it for the money, I laugh and I laugh and I laugh and I laugh some more, because this is, I don't know if we're not doing it right. Or,
apparently not. Or because what. According to them, we should be just rolling in the dough.
And you spend a lot of money in this lifestyle.
Yeah.
Turns out you lose a lot of money being in the lifestyle. And every time, you know, if it makes you feel good about yourself, it makes you feel confident, if it's a positive thing and it's a place you can build a community and share. And I love looking at it and I am very proud of it. And I think it's a good thing if you want one. And if you don't want one, you don't have to have one. And I wish people would have also told me that it wasn't a requirement, because it did feel, and I was told, that it's pretty much a requirement to be in the lifestyle at first. That was very much
It was very
what they told me.
Everyone has one. You have to have one. If you want pictures, you have to have one.
If you want to take pictures with your friends, you need an OnlyFans. And it was very much like, okay, I guess I need one. Everyone else has one. And then they would take your hand and try to show you the ropes. And I was, of course, always, as always, overwhelmed by it all. But then I started to enjoy it, and it started being a place where I was proud of. And then it all of a sudden was shame. You had to be shamed. you were sent to the corner because you had one. And it was this like 180 that I didn't understand for a really long time. But I do think it does stem from the lifestyle. There is certain people and certain groups and stuff that it is a very much competitive vibe. And it is the swinger content creators and then the swingers and then the content creators. And it's like this like turf war. And they're always competing for number one spot.
I don't get it.
0.1% of all of it.
I don't get it.
I never will understand it. I don't understand why we all can't just like gather all of that together and just do stupid, amazing, crazy, cool things together and collab and make awesome stuff. But I mean, I will never understand it. I don't understand the way that it has all turned and went. But money will do that to you, unfortunately. Money is, it's not a good thing.
Nope.
Period.
But that's what makes when it's so much sweeter when we find like our group of friends that we do have that they don't care about that side of it. No. Like they're just literally here for us.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of them like taking spicy pictures and they've had some really cool photo shoots and good memories, and like we can actually take pictures and videos to remember these moments and stuff. Yeah. And that's why I enjoy it now. It's like a place where I can put all my friends and my memories and my girls, and a lot of times it's the girls doing girl things together, and I love doing it. So if you love doing it and it makes you feel good, then I 100% recommend you doing it. Make sure that you are consistent. Make sure you have to be consistent. And I know there's going to be a year of you posting and you're going to not want to ever post again after doing it for every day. But I'm going to tell you, consistency is key. You just, and that's what social media, that's what OnlyFans, that's what all of the platforms, any that you do, consistency. And I know you're going to want to give up. And I've seen pretty much all of the people I've known in this have given up. And at some point,
most people get burned out
and you have to balance. You have to learn how to balance it all and make sure you feel good about it and what you're putting out there, because it is on the internet forever. You know, once you put it out there, it is risky. Because it can be taken and people can deal with it. But there are ways that you can do it without faces and, you know, kind of concealing that. But again, you have to market really well. And you do have to market yourself. And that's the hard part about it all, is because you're fighting the world. And so the world hates you and they hate OnlyFans. So if you,
don't mind that.
And you're a woman. So I mean, and our men friends too, they also have to market real hard, and it's
our guy, not easy. Like we know a couple really big like male creators.
And they're really good at marketing themselves.
They are.
It's a business. You have to sell a product for to people.
Yeah. And,
it's
a product.
But it can be fun and it can be exciting and it can be a good thing. It doesn't have to be so negative all the time. And I wanted to put my little spin on it and why I love OnlyFans and why I shouldn't be shamed for having one. And here I did, and now I'm done. And that's all the time we have this week. Now that I've ranted and said the same things 15 times, but thanks for listening to me. And it's not facts, it's just an opinion.
Just how we feel about
my two cents about OnlyFans. And I think that it's not a horrible thing always all the time, but it can be.
Yeah, it can get in the way. It really can't. I see where people get a certain perception, but then they're grouping everyone in that. And isn't that what the lifestyle is against anyways?
Yeah. And isn't it for sexual freedom? And is it for expressing yourself and being yourself and being authentic? And that's why I just never will and never have understood the hate with the OnlyFans. Again, think a lot of it is just outside people that don't understand.
That's a big one. It's
a lot of men.
Oh, I mean, we see a lot of comments on other social media platforms because they don't understand. Yeah. And it's just
they
trolls.
They get very mad when I show a shoulder, you know, show a knee. They get real upset.
Three or four.
They get very upset when they don't understand something, and it's fun. It's so fine. It's so much fun. But anyway, it is now almost patty party time. A few more weeks, we've got patty party.
I'm excited for the patty. St. Patty's Day party.
We'll be at St. Patty's Day party with Pineapples After Dark.
In Loganville.
The playground on March 14th on Friday. And then
Secrets
in April. And coming up. Yeah. Coming up soon. That's sold out, but
there might be some rooms that open up. Just let us know if you want to come.
And look at our social media, because if there is rooms that pop up, we will be sharing it there. But we're super excited about that. And then who knows what's coming up next? We don't know yet. We'll let you know when we'll find out.
We'll pop up somewhere, that's for sure.
We are not going very far. And then, I hope that you have a great week, and we appreciate you more than we can even begin to tell you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to us ranting and rambling and going on about our opinions and things. We finally have a place that we can, and we appreciate you even wanting to be here to listen to our opinions. So we love you, and as always,
it's not that serious.
Don't make it weird.
Bye.
Bye.